In September, Nanwalik School started their year by distributing iPads to all 70-plus students. The kids immediately started making videos of themselves, like this one where kindergarten and first grade students stand in their classroom practicing phonemes, sounding out words. And in the process, Nancy Klein, principal at Nanwalik, says something unexpected happened.
The kids can't quit watching themselves on the videos.
Nanwalik only got high-speed internet about a year ago. The kids in the remote Alaska Native village across Kachemak Bay from Homer, Klein says, just weren't used to seeing themselves on film.
In the process of watching themselves over and over with the films that they're making, they're, of course, learning the sounds. And so that's been kind of a little delight for us to watch those little ones see themselves.
The kids couldn't get enough. They were fascinated and doing auditory and visual learning every time they rewatched the videos. That's just one way the iPads are already making a huge difference in student learning in Nanwalik, says Klein. The school was the only in Alaska selected to receive the iPads through the program, and one of only 114 in the entire country. As a result, it received an iPad for each one of its students and every teacher and aide. All the teachers received MacBooks. The school also got Apple TV in every instructional area, an iMac for the front desk, storage carts for the students' iPads, and charging stations in every classroom. School staff got 17 days of professional development and the school 3 years of support from Apple. Teachers also got funding to purchase apps for their classes. Klein says in addition to the younger students recording themselves reading and then listening back, grade school students are creating their own books. Older students are even more engaged with the new technology.
As you move up, you know, the kids are taking more responsibility for their education by using teacher-created websites. In the fourth, fifth grade, the kids are creating their own websites.
Klein says behavioral problems are down. Students just pay more attention because the technology is so engaging, and it allows teachers to modify lessons easily to help students who are below grade level catch up. She says they're also using the tablets for native cultural and language learning.
We also have been able to integrate them into the Sukstun language retention learning, and we're working on that more and more. Right now, the teacher has created some historical books, so she's taken old photos from their culture and put Sukstun titles and captions to them. And so the kids are, you know, getting that piece as well with their iPads.
Inspiring student learning through new means, Klein says, was the vision the school had when they applied for the ConnectEd grant. She just never imagined it would happen so naturally or so fast.
Truly, we kind of hit the jackpot educationally.
Klein says the school has a project in the works where students will eventually use their iPads to record interviews with elders. Until then, she says the students seem pleased to continue watching videos of themselves learning. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.